You're listening to SBS News.
Over the weekend, Airline Virgin Australia announced plans to give war veterans priority boarding and public acknowledgement during in-flight announcements. A similar system already exists in the United States. After a backlash, which was as big as it was swift, Virgin released this statement on Twitter.
We're very mindful of the response that our announcement about recognising people who have served in defence has had today. It was a gesture genuinely done to pay respects to those who've served our country. Over the coming months, we will consult with community groups and our own team members who've served in defence to determine the best way forward. If this process determines that public acknowledgement of their service through optional priority boarding or of any announcement is not appropriate, then we'll certainly be respectful of that.
Among those critical of Virgin's plan is the Australia Defence Association. The ADA has labelled the plan tokenistic. Executive Director Neil James says a more sensible idea would be to provide war veterans special flying discounts.
It would, for example, in the case of an airline, be far more sensible rather than offer a thanks that risks becoming formulaic and even tokenistic over time, to introduce a discount for veterans and for serving members of the Defence Force, like we used to have in this country up until the early 1980s.
Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek has backed that sentiment.
This sort of acknowledgement from businesses is no substitute from properly caring for our veterans when they return, making sure that their health needs are met, that they're able to find work. And I think veterans are sending a very strong message that they don't always feel properly supported on their return to Australia. We need to make sure that we're doing a proper job in doing that.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says Virgin's plan is what she calls an embarrassing marketing ploy. Senator Hanson has told the Seven Network Virgin should look to enhance other airline-related services if they want to help veterans.
Good luck to them if they want to use it as a PR exercise marketing ploy. I think I wish they'd concentrate in some of these airports to get your luggage out first and make sure you don't get your luggage lost. I think it's more important to people to do that.
The Justice Party's Senator Darren Hinch has told the Seven Network the airline's proposal might even embarrass Australian veterans.
A lot of veterans will be a bit uncomfortable drawing attention to themselves. We're less outgoing than the Americans are in this sort of thing.
Virgin's announcement comes after last week's announcement of a discount card and lapel pins for returned servicemen and women, and a $500 million upgrade for the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.